Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by Bob Nightingale. He covers baseball for USA Today. We'll get his thoughts. Is he worried about the Royals as they are 2 games up with 9 to go? Bob, appreciate your time. Thanks a lot for hopping on today.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. I guess we'll just start with the question everybody is asking right now. Where are you at on the Royals on a scale from 1 to 10? How worried are you about the Royals? This playoff thing seemed like a foregone conclusion a couple of weeks ago. The Royals were playing better after the injury to Vinny Pasquantino, and things have really fallen apart in the last week or so.
Yeah, not playing good ball at all. I mean, no, they're running, you know, against a hot team in Detroit, but still, you shouldn't get swept by the Tigers. I'm like a 2 or 3. I still think they make it. And the reason I say that is because the Twins are completely falling apart. We'll see how long. Detroit's very hot. We'll see how long that lasts, too. But no, I still think, if the Royals make it, I don't think they'll host a wild card game. But I think that, they get in there for sure.
Yeah, I think what has really frustrated fans is, I mean, Baltimore has left the door wide open. If the Royals have been playing just fine these last couple of weeks, they could be the team that's hosting it. And now as you look, every time you click refresh, Minnesota is catching up. But you're right, they lost earlier today to Cleveland. You then look at the Tigers. They might be the hottest team in baseball right now. The two teams that they're in the biggest fight with, they're teams that are right in your division.
Yeah, I mean, the Twins are falling apart. And this is one of the epic collapses. It reminds you of when the Red Sox, the chicken beer thing, they fell apart to Tampa in 2007. No one saw this coming, and they can't buy a win. I mean, they're on those games against Cleveland, and I think they lost 3 of the 4 games, by 1 run. So, now they're on the road to Boston. Boston's suddenly alive, and they're a below 500 team. So, yeah, they could take advantage of the Royals thing. So, now you go on the road. But you know what? That's what happened last year with the Texas Rangers. Lost the division last game of the season. Went to Tampa, swept. Went to Baltimore, swept. So, next thing you know, they'll win the World Series. So, I think KC will be fine. They'll get in, largely because with the Twins collapse. And we'll see what happens. The Tigers, now that pressure builds. I mean, if they were that good, the front office wouldn't have given up on them. I mean, they traded Jack Flaherty and Mark Canha, a couple relievers, and here they are. I mean, nobody saw this coming, not even the Tigers.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, how have the Tigers been able to turn things around? Because you're right. I mean, that wasn't a team that I was worried about. But just, a month ago, I'm looking at the standings, and I'm like, oh, they're only 5.5 games back. They still got 6 games against the Royals. Maybe it's possible. And then, I mean, this week, all the Royals needed to do was win one of these games against the Tigers. And I think it would have calmed a lot of fears with the fan base. The Royals get swept in that series at home. And now it's created a little bit of a pressurized situation.
Yeah, I mean, you still expect him to, I think when Detroit came to KC, the thing was, okay, the Tigers are done. They're going to lose 2 out of 3 if not get swept by the Royals. So you didn't see that coming. You didn't see their, offense, just kind of disappearing. So I still think the Royals are, Royals will be fine. Boston doesn't have enough. We'll see what's happened to Detroit. But, with the way Minnesota's played, it's really, opened the door, almost a freebie for the Royals where you can scuffle right now. It's not going to make any difference.
Bob, looking ahead just a little bit, how would you kind of handicap a series between the Royals and the Orioles?
Well, I think every team from the Central, is probably going to be an underdog. Cleveland's got that, great bullpen, especially with Class A. You never know what can happen. But I think, unless the Orioles tailspin continues all the way through September, you got to think they're an underdog. Because you still got Corbin Burns going to game 1, Zach Eflin going game 2, and that's all it takes. So, obviously the Royals guys have pitched, well, too, with rotation. We'll see. But I think particularly going to Baltimore, you know, that Baltimore would have to be the favorite, at least a slight favorite.
Right now we're talking to Bob Nightingale just for a couple of more minutes here. Bob, I guess tell us a little bit more about the Giants, not really a team that the Royals get a chance to see a whole lot, them being in the National League. What kind of team are the Giants? I know this season hasn't really been up to their standards. They're a little bit under 500, but they're coming to Kansas City to play the final homestand of the year.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants are an underachieving team. I mean, that's why the GM there, Farhan Zaidi, is in trouble. A lot of people think he'll get fired. Bob Melvin blames himself. But, yeah, they're just underachieved all year. Offense is very erratic. The pitching outside Blake Snell has been erratic. Logan Webb has done well for him. You know, Snell's been pitching out of his mind. So, you know, I like the Royals, to play well against the Giants. The Royals are certainly a better team than the Giants.
That is Bob Nightingale joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work for USA Today. Bob Nightingale is not a man that's worried about the Royals making the postseason. Bob, we appreciate your time. Thanks a lot for hopping on today. Bob Nightingale just didn't want to say bye to me, Rob. Just didn't want to. Me and Bob Nightingale got beef, Rob.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.